Town of Moreau Zoning Board Meeting, March 23rd, 7:01 p.m.
So I think everybody's here, right?
Yeah, everybody's here, good to be here.
So we're going to call the meeting to order. And do we had the minutes from the last meeting, right? Or minutes, no, that wasn't the last meeting.
Yeah, March 2nd.
Yeah, that was the last meeting. I did read them. You didn't?
Oh, all right. Okay. So you don't do that?
No, this was not the last meeting. It was August 25th.
Yeah.
Here it is.
It was when Barbara was doing minutes, yeah. But you guys never approved it.
We didn't approve these officially. I read through them. It was a while ago, but I didn't see anything in there that...
Nor did I.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from the August 25th, 2021 meeting.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That'll be it.
And we have Mr. Kevin Durkee is on the line.
Hi, Mr. Durkee. We'll bring the meeting to order and then we'll start by reading off your application. Appeal number 843, area variance request. The applicant is seeking to construct a two-car garage consisting of 576 square feet on an existing lot, tax map number 49.41-1-27.2, in the one-family residential R1 district at 102 Peter Damlin. The proposed location of the septic building will be 4 feet from the side property line and 4 feet from the rear property line. The side setback requirements for an accessory building in the R1 district is 12 feet, and the rear setback requirements for an accessory building in the R1 district is 30 feet. Therefore, the applicant is requesting 8 feet of relief for the required side yard setback and 26 feet of relief for the required rear setback. All other dimensional and use aspects of the proposed accessory building comply with the requirements of the R1 district. Okay. So you've done a lot of work and there's a lot of information here. It was very good. We were able to read. You are wanting to put a 24x24 accessory building there where that shed is now that we can see when we drive by and look in your yard.
I apologize. My internet here is a little spotty, so it's just coming in all back to you.
Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, it's just...
So I guess I was looking through... do you have any kind of a dimension of where that leach field is? You've got it written in where the leach field is, but... do you have any dimensions of where the end of that leach field is towards where you want this accessory building?
I don't have the exact dimensions of where the leach field is. Sorry.
Because as I was looking at it, one of the things that we were, you try to think about what are the alternatives to that much relief, and how could you situate it so that it wouldn't be so close to the lines, and knowing where that leach field is actually located would be very, very important to that.
Well, the other issue that we have is we also have a patio that's right next to the existing shed too, that we're hoping that they have to try to move or do anything with. So that's kind of also a factor on the far side of that.
Is that I didn't go on your property, of course I wouldn't. Is that a poured patio, or is it like patio blocks, or how is that constructed?
Yeah, there's patio blocks, and there's also red brick blocks in there, too.
Thank you. Well, I guess you can see them here, yeah.
Bottom right.
Anybody?
What is your main purpose with the 24x24? Is it more of a utility structure? I see you have that that utility trailer to the right of your current shed, is that more for storage out of getting your toys or your appliances or whatever you might have, not appliances, but your outdoor equipment undercover? Is that the purpose here?
Right, one half of it would be for yard equipment, stuff putting away during the wintertime, that type of thing. The other half, I do woodwork and that type of thing in my spare time, so I
have a place to work in the winter.
Doing that in the other house.
What was blocking that shed from being able to move forward? You want to be 4 feet off that back line, which is supposed to be 30 feet. What would be the reason that you couldn't pull that forward?
Almost in the same set of pictures on the top right picture. There was another patio in a bar cover that's in front of it. And there's also a pool in that area.
Yeah, I see the patio. But the pool is over quite a ways from where that is.
Yep, but the patio area and that little structure over is kind of an extension from the pool that comes out that way.
It's kind of hard to see there. There's a tree in the view of that.
Your current shed right now, I'm looking at the picture with the shed circled with the utility, or actually the picture to the right. How far is that? That fence you have is on the property line?
It's very close. It might be sitting about maybe a foot to our side of the property line. So that actually buys from the foot from the size. So we probably closer to 5 feet. But it's going to have a wooden floor and it's going to be set on stone.
How far is that, would you estimate, from your current shed to that fence? Did you hear me on that, Mr. Durkee? Did we lose you?
Are you there, Mr. Durkee? Yeah, I'm wondering. Well, you figure that trailer's got to be...
Kevin, are you there?
That trailer's got to be about an 8-foot trailer, right? Yeah. It's usually about 8 foot wide.
Yeah. So it's going to be 12 to 14 feet.
Yeah, it's probably...
You spoke about the property line, though, that's a foot off. You're just giving 3 feet off that fence.
Kevin, are you there?
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Kevin?
So you're saying that just so that
I'm about 13 feet,
brother. Yeah, so I'm
going to start that new.
All right, okay, he's back.
Can you hear us okay now, sir?
Hi, Kevin. Again, the internet where I'm at is spotty. Remember, if I called him, I called him.
You seem to be fine right there. I had asked a question before we lost you of the existing distance from your shed now to that fence. We estimate your trailer is probably around 8 feet wide, so we're saying maybe around 14, 15 feet width there.
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay. Is there any way at all of not putting that new structure up tight like that? Is there any way to go further off that fence line?
Again, I could probably maybe another foot max, but I do have to have it turned around to stone.
think we, I think on the side setback, he could probably work himself a little bit over that way. I think it's the rear setback is probably the one that's the hardest.
The rear.
I mean, that's 30 feet. Supposed to be 30 feet. He's wanting to be 4 feet. I mean, that's.
And I will say, from my perspective, that I understand it is the law, it is the regulation. However, 30 feet in the R1 district it's hard to make that work.
Why is that 30 feet?
I don't know.
R2 is 20, right?
Yeah, I don't know. This is the district that has the highest concentrations of smaller lots,
right.
And yet there's a 30-foot district.
Right.
I'm not saying that the request is there. I'm not commenting on the relief.
No, I appreciate that.
I'm just saying that 30-foot standard.
I thought that was
when you apply the front setback, the rear setback, and then the resulting envelope, it is very very compact.
Yeah,
it's a small lot. Mr. Gerke?
Yes, sir.
I understand that you don't want to lose that patio, but in your view, is there a way that rather than significant relief in the rear and in the side, you'd be willing to compromise on maybe the side setback and lose that patio? Or is that not going to work to the side?
Because it is.
I think.
I'm just wondering if it's.
Did we do one time where we put them on speakerphone? Could we use my.
I think the problem is he's on a cell phone and he's losing coverage.
Kevin, are you there again?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, is there any way you can get consistent location and coverage? Because it's. It's
sound better now?
Yeah, that's better.
All right, I'm working on my cell phone, so I'm going to lose it to that.
I'm just confused on the orientation of this new building. Is it going to be situated more front to back or along the length of the rear of the property? I'm just not understanding that part.
Well,
it would be situated very similar to where.
Okay.
It would be with that shed.
So it's going to come this way.
Yeah, he wants that shed to come out of there. And it's going to be, if we were to give him the relief he wanted, it would be sitting 4 feet off that bank line, which you can see, and 4 feet off of this line right here.
Right.
So it would be right there. It would come, it would be 24 feet this way.
We can't reorient it.
So minus the fence off, then we've got 3 feet of usable space. Right? If he's 4 feet off the property line, there's already an existing fence 1 foot off.
Right.
So you got 3 foot to maintain that space.
Right.
Yeah. Generally, we try to get 5 feet in minimum, just to maintain it. Just for dealing with back there, you're losing a foot for the shed up for the fence. So it's a 4 foot usable space. Or I think is to the point of the rear setback not as detrimental if you make it a full 5 feet.
Right.
You could be over there for take advantage of. On the back end, though, that is substantial relief, and there's no way why we can't bring that up to say get 6 feet back there and give you 5 foot off the fence.
On the sideline
and that rear setback, so we get off that fence line.
Well, if it's a rear setback, I'd be more comfortable if he could maybe come out 15 feet from the side of the back setback.
Okay, far back.
Well, I agree with what Jim is saying. R1 is 30, and R2 is 20. I hear what he's saying. But 50% is a huge relief. I mean, really, we've done 60. I mean, there's no rule that says we can give 100% relief if we wanted to, but we wouldn't be doing our job well. I just feel like we need to be try to be as if we can, if he could work something that would work for him, that would we can give him the relief, but it's not as substantial.
Yeah. That's why I was asking about the patio.
Right, right.
And I understand the lot is small, and I understand that within the context of that location, there does seem to be some similar situations, which we're not totally sure are all above board, but we're not here to debate those. But is there a way to compromise, maybe, in your view?
Kevin, are you there?
One of the things that, if we were to, if he could give us 10 feet off the back one,
maybe 67% of both.
I know, and that's a lot. That's a lot. But I guess what I'm, why I'm throwing that out, and I'm just throwing this out as a brainstorm. You know, if what Jim made a very valid point, the fact that in an R1 district with a small lot, they get a 30-foot back set.
Usable space is very small.
It's very limited. And as much as it's not the norm for me to want to go that far with relief, I think looking at the the way the other sheds are laid out in that area, and the other buildings are laid out in that area on lines, property lines, that maybe that's a consideration if you could do that. It's just a thought. But that would really be, if it was in an R2 district, that would be a 50% grant.
Versus one, yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
And I am persuaded by the fact that he has testimony from the neighbors stating that they're all
okay
with the project.
Yeah, they're all, he has none of his neighbors, and I don't know, we didn't get any other communication, did we, that you know of?
We have two people on the video here. He's muted himself. I just sent him a message.
So, okay.
Kevin, are you there?
It's coming out with this.
Kevin?
This is good.
Yeah, you muted yourself.
It's a 24-foot building.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to work between a cell phone and the computer. The internet here is very, very
good. Well, he can probably, I'm sure he can answer, but that's how you can. Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. We were talking about some different possibilities to see if there was ways we could work with you to accomplish what you'd like here as best as we can. One of the things that I asked was whether or not you could, if could you work with 10 foot off the back line, move the shed that much forward without it impacting what you were wanting to do too much. That's 5 feet or about 6 feet from what you want, but it would give me more comfort to know you had 10 feet behind the building between your property line and the back.
Well, that's our challenge. We don't want to take up the whole yard too. But again, there are structures in the area that are very similar to Great Beam right on line. The 4 feet, I mean, we could come up maybe 5 feet or another foot or so away from it, or 10 feet's an awful lot.
Well, 10 feet would be giving you a very, if we were to allow that, we'd be giving you 20 feet of relief off of what is the rule for that R2 district. Or R1 district, excuse me. I keep wanting R2 because I live. So that is a substantial relief.
Yeah, but 30 feet is huge, I think.
Well, I agree, and I think that's why I'm throwing out the 10 foot, because I think that's like 67-odd%.
It is, 67%.
67%. I mean, we you know, there's no rule that says we have to stay to 50, but we generally never go above 50. It's very rarely that we get to 50.
Okay.
And I think because we're looking at this 30-foot setback on the back line that we're trying to, or at least I speak to myself. I can't speak to the other board. I'm throwing this out. What I'm trying to think is can we do something like that possibly? That would be a large relief for us to grant if the other board members were to so choose to do it. I don't know if they would. But I think 10 foot, for me, speaking for myself, 10 foot would be giving you 20-foot of relief on the back line. And I think that would be much more palatable for me to try to do that than anything more than that.
The other piece, if you take a look at the sheds that are on the property line, part of this is sliding just back the height on some of that too. So that's kind of where we're trying to get back in the corner and maintain it. There's much property right out the line of the structure that's much more attractive than what's currently there.
Is this the only option available to you that, in terms of the size of a garage, 24 by 24, or are you open to any other dimensional size?
No, we pretty much locked in on that size. In order to have enough, mine is very low slung. If you look at the picture of what the structure may look like, I'm not trying to do two stories or anything massive out there, but it's basically going to be two 12 by 12 sheds that we use. They're just together, one for storage, one for wood.
Mr. Gerke.
Yes, sir.
Won't you still be losing some of the patio, even if you situate the new building, the new structure, where it's proposed, won't you still be losing some of the patio anyway?
No, where I haven't proposed, we'd still have enough room. We'd have probably plump meat into the patio that's going on to work.
Okay. Thank you.
So that's why I'm trying to come up as far off of the fence line as I can and still be able to maintain that patio if possible.
Thank you.
Well, I guess. Did you say there's some other people on there?
Yeah, there's a public hearing. We have to
So do you want? Are you guys ready for the public,
sure,
public hearing? All right, we'll open the public hearing.
Okay, we have two people on the line. Is anybody here to speak to the application? We have a Doug Fisher and then another indicated phone number. So. Anybody like to speak regarding to this application? Anybody at all?
What do they do? Just click the talk or?
Well, I've asked them, they're muted. I'm asking them to unmute, but if they don't have to, so. If they don't have any comment, they don't have
change
to.
Change anybody's opinion if he was to lose the patio and move it that way, at least, so that we're not granting as much relief on the side, but we grant the relief over here?
Yeah, apparently there's no comment.
No comment from the...
So you can close the hearing, I guess.
So I guess if there's no comments and we didn't get any...
No written correspondence.
No written correspondence, then we'll close the public hearing. I think that I always am concerned that, you know, fighting.
Access.
I mean, when we've talked about other, we've had a lot of people come before us with a lot of different requests for site, for setbacks and things, but one of the things you always want to remember is that no matter how safe we are, how good we are, there's always a potential for fire, and you have to have some access to it. I mean, I know there's only a fire truck down there, but they at least be able to get it. If they're going to have to fight the fire, they don't want to have to fight it from the neighbor's yard if they can help it, you know. I think those things have to be taken into consideration when we're trying to it's a very very close community.
Yes.
The lots are small and they're large homes and it's a very dense area.
Is it more important to have more rear relief in the rear, or is it 6 or 1.5 dozen?
I just feel like we need to. I think that I just think 4 feet off. I'm only speaking myself, but I think 4 feet off of the line on all both sides is really limiting your accessibility to the side of that building from that property. And that concerns me. I just have to be, you know, honest. That concerns me. I think that if you know, I certainly want to try to help and be helpful, but I think that that would not be. I don't think I can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking for myself,
I concur with that.
I mean, I think that I would, looking at the circumstance, you'd be willing to do 20 feet of relief on the back line.
What would you be comfortable with on the side? 5? Ask them to come off another foot?
Yeah, I think 5 on the, if we could do 10 on the back and 5 on the side.
The only hardship, I don't know if it's hardship, it's not hardship, it's probably not a poor choice of words, but if those doors are going to be facing feeder dam road,
right,
it's going to be tough to get into there if we come off the back. Well, that's why I'm wondering if we leave it on the rear, at the rear at 4 feet, but we move it into where the patio is, or he reorients the,
I don't have a cover load for that 4 feet.
On the rear.
On either side. I don't want 4 feet. I think putting a building 4 feet off the line is just, I think it's too close. I really do. I mean, I and you all know that I try to be as liberal,
accommodating
as possible, because we're all neighbors and we're all, yeah, you know, we all have our needs and I understand his, but I think that's small the space concerns.
Mike, is 5 foot here for your back be acceptable?
I'm sorry, pardon me.
The other gentleman's point, trying to get out in front of that, so you get both will come out on the full time.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm still concerned about being 4 foot off that back line. I that's just speaking for me. I mean, I can only speak for myself.
No, that's why I was asking. Can I come off 6 feet off the back? Would that be more acceptable? And the 10 is going to be a challenge to be able to utilize the doors that's out there.
Well, I think the point of decision on this one, it appears to be, anyhow, the degree of practical difficulty associated with retaining the patio and avoiding the other structures on the lot. Is there, you know, if the practical if the degree of practical difficulty is not that great, then there's room to move it forward. If it is a high degree of practical difficulty, then you can move on to the next test and say, yeah, that's been met. But I think that's the question. It seems to me like this is an at, Kevin, is this an at grade patio?
At grade?
Yes, it's at grade.
At grade.
Yeah. So that's just moving. So that, I mean, I don't feel that's enough of a.
That's fine. I mean, that's the type of thought process. Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm trying to understand is, can we compromise and encroach into that patio space a little bit? Would that make enough of a difference for our purposes?
I think I'm comfortable with the 10 and 5. I think for the reasons that have been laid out here, we've been speaking about, you know, also the fire proximity of the adjacent buildings and the adjacent properties. Mm-hmm. We also need to make fire jumping over there, mm-hmm, and going into the neighbor's property and become two problems in one. Again, 67% is substantial. We have the supporting documentation from the surrounding neighbors, adjoining properties. They all agree. 5 foot is one that we've used as a rule of thumb. That's an actual rule, but it's a kind of a guide to try to achieve. Mm-hmm. for maintenance purposes. Got to paint, got to maintain it, got to mow it, all that fun stuff. And then, again, we're just 67%. Again, 50, but anything over 50, this board is considered to be substantial. So we're granting it on the hardship of the tightness of the lot, and the fact that we have the main, which is not be detrimental, we agree, I think.
It's very, very good in characteristic.
So I think that's what I'm calling my comfort level would be as well. 10 and 5 gives you 67% on either side, just under on the side setback,
and I,
67 on the rear setback.
And I can tell you that with my, I think, and I hope I'm not misspeaking, but I think I've been on this board for almost 20 years, or close to it, and that, this is probably the third time that we will have ever, if we were to agree, if he agrees to this will work for him, if we were to agree to do this, this would be the third time we've made this big of a relief for somebody. Very, very rare for us to do that.
And the other thing I would suggest, you know, with all due respect to the applicant, though, it's what you think meets the test.
Right.
You know, it doesn't require a mutual agreement. If you as the board think that, you know, those are the amounts of relief by which the test can be met, then that's it.
This is it. I'm just saying that hopefully it will work for them. I mean, that's basically what I'm saying.
Right.
Are you still there, Mr. Durkee?
Yes.
Do you have anything more that have you been able to hear our talking and deliberation here about where we stand?
Yeah, most of it. I'm hearing 10 feet from the back and 5 feet from the side.
Yes, that seems to be. I believe that is a workable option from the board for you. Based on the facts that we've heard, based on our criteria that we have to use, I would say that's probably...
they're listed on the second page of my staff notes, are they?
Well, your staff notes.
Yeah, the five test.
I always end up bringing too many pages when I have to look around for everything. And let me read those down. What we base our decisions on: that the variance would not be materially detrimental to the purpose of this chapter or the property in the district in which the property is located, or otherwise conflict with the description of purpose of the district. I started with the fifth one.
Yeah.
I should have started with the first one. Sorry. Pardon me. I'll start with the first one.
I'll figure out where you were.
Yeah, I apologize to everybody. I just fell into this job, so be kind. I'll start with number one. That the strict application of said dimensional requirements would result in a specified practical difficulty of the applicant. Now, I believe that you've demonstrated that there's a difficulty to you, but I'm not sure that you've demonstrated that the difficulty would be that great if we were to make it 10 feet on the back line, 5 foot on the side line. If I say anything that you don't agree with this board, please by all means speak up. How substantial the request variance is in relation to the requirements, and I think we've discussed that clearly. It's a very large relief, but we also recognize that in R1 zone that 30-foot setback on the back line really makes the property very small for this type of buildings and utilizing your property for them. Number three, the difficulty cannot be alleviated by some practical method feasible for the applicant to pursue. And we've talked about those. We've talked about smaller building. You really want to have your able to work in there, doing your woodworking. You want to be able to store stuff in there. I think you've made a very valid case for that. And so that's why we'd like you to be able to have that size building if we can make it work. That there will be no substantial change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to the adjoining properties. And I think you did a good job with your application. You sent in pictures. We went down. I know for myself, I can say I went down, looked at your property, looked at the properties around you. I think that a lot of the buildings are very close to the line. There's no question about that. It would not look funny in that neighborhood. And The fifth one is that the variance would not be materially detrimental to the purpose of this chapter or to the property in the district in which the property is located, or otherwise conflict with the description of purpose of the district or the objectives of any plan or policy of the town. That the variance requested is the minimum variance which would alleviate the specific practical difficulty found by the Zoning Board of Appeals to affect the applicant. And I think that's where we're coming in with the 10 feet and 5 feet. I think it falls in that category. Does that sound right, Elizabeth?
Yeah. As long as Mr. Durkee thinks that he can make that building work under those conditions.
Well, again, I have concern with 10 feet
from the rear.
8 from the bottom. If I come out another 12 feet from where the end of that shed is, I'm practically into almost where the pool is and that other structure.
When you say the other
structure. Is there any way 5 or 6 feet?
He's saying that pavilion-like.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
the pavilion. The image of the D on the table.
Close to the pavilion.
Yeah. Right, and then when you put a ramp off in front of it to get into the garages, I mean, I'm going to be right on top of that. That's why I was hoping not to come out much farther than what we have. If I come out another 2 or 3 feet, I think we'd still be okay. If I come out another 10 feet, it's going to be right under that.
And is the size of the shed or the proposed garage, is it 24 by 24 or 24 by 20?
24 by 24.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
And the shed that's there right now is 12 by 12, so that gives you an indication of how much farther this would go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without having to build the room in the back.
I was going to confirm, the detail you provided shows a 20 by 24. I just wanted to make sure you had that right. Yeah, I still think it's 10 foot. It's where you need to be, regardless of the size. We need to shrink up that 4 feet to make up that difference. Well, 20 foot shed did it.
Yeah, I can only speak for myself, but I'm not inclined to go for anything more than the 10 foot off the line.
You want to make a motion to that effect?
Does he have the ability to table this?
He does, but if that's up to you to grant the request for tabling. There has to be some reason.
My rationale would be that the conditional layout information we have is not accurate, it's not detailed. I've got a black square on the page with no dimensions. He's talking difficulty in proximity of buildings that are not located on the map. I have pictures and I can scale
okay,
it.
Okay, then yeah, but that would be a reason to
well, that's
the
table.
If you think you need further detailed information.
I don't necessarily need that, I mean, but if we were going to table it, that'd be the only
that would be the only viable reason to table it. But I personally don't feel that I could, even if he can show me that shed was there, that shed was there, that I would approve anything more than what I'm saying I'd be willing to approve. I always speak myself. So, I mean, that's certainly a choice. We could offer him that we could table it if you, and get more information if you guys feel that might give you a different opinion. But it would be a waste of his time if you're not really going to change your opinion.
Correct. I wasn't bringing up the point of tabling it. I was going to give him more of an idea, more of a time frame to maybe think about what he has there, because he's talking about putting a 576 square foot building on a very small piece of property
mm-hmm.
that he already has a pool and honey and so forth on. So he's got limited space. He's trying to bring in a very large shed on.
Right. But if we were to give him, if we were the board to grant him the variance that he has, he could always get a smaller shed and meet those setbacks, and if that so be his choice.
Correct, that's true.
Yeah. So I mean that would be. I mean
there has to be in my view, there has to be some compromise. You know, I understand the practical concerns of encroaching on that pavilion. But I see your point to bringing it off the rear setback.
I'm I'm willing to make a motion that we grant what the 10-foot rear, which would be 20-foot relief on the rear, and the relief on the side to make it 5 feet would be 7?
7, correct.
And give them relief 7 feet on the side for a shed, and for this garage shed. The size of the garage shed could be determined by him after this.
We're just giving him the template.
We're giving him where he can set it.
Correct.
Okay.
Is that motion okay, Jim?
No. I understand it. It's 20 feet of relief on the rear and 7 feet on the side setback. So the required placement would have to be 10 feet off the rear property line and 5 feet off the side.
Yeah.
I'll second that motion.
Would you pull the board?
Matthew Manning?
Yes.
Scott Simmons?
Yes.
Justin Carroll?
Yes.
Kevin Elms?
Yes. Mr. Durkee, we gave you 10 on the back, 20 feet relief on the back, and 7 feet relief on the side. I know that that's not what you wanted, and I it always pains me when I don't feel that I can really give you what you wanted, but I think we tried to give you I think we've given you a great deal of relief, and hopefully it'll work for you.
So where did we end up with the 10 on the back?
I didn't vote.
Okay, could you repeat that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Where did we end up with 10 feet on the back and 5 feet on the side?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes, that was the best that the board felt we could do, and I really wish I could do better, but I just feel that was doing... I think we've done everything we can to try to help you, and I hope that you can make it work for you.
Not a little disappointing, especially with all the properties that border my and everything that's right up to the property line. It's going to be difficult with that fee, but obviously I don't have a choice at this point. Then.
Well, I'm sorry, and I always feel bad that there's people that don't come before us, and we appreciate you did it the proper way, and the people that don't do it the proper way leave themselves open to if somebody ever challenges anything that they've done. There have been cases where people had to move a building or there was actually a garage taken down in this town sometime because it was put up in a coastal property line. So it you did the right thing, and I believe we're trying to be as neighborly as a board or as helpful as we can be to our fellow neighbor, but I don't think we could do quite what you wanted, and I'm sorry for that. Anything else? Okay.
I'll make a motion to...
Are we all done then?
Yep, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, Mr. Durkee.
Thanks, Kevin.